from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Afternoon at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, juicy little Monday. Nice little day. Got some rain on Saturday. Yeah. How about that? Stormed out
more
there.
Than a little. We got thunder and lightning.
Yeah. Pretty wild. Yeah, but we needed it.
Yeah, it was it was something else, man. There was definitely the house shook a few times. And my buddy said that he had a lightning strike just down the road from him, and certainly said he maybe had to do a little shorts check after that one. Certainly caught his attention. But he was getting into his car, and he said he saw it hit just down the road from where he was at, and it was like, whoops.
Yikes.
Time to go change some shorts.
Hey, real quick here. Late to the conversation text on the Vancouver Ford text line, but please let Jason know there is a brand new baby orangutan at the Portland Zoo.
You're right the hell out of town.
He says his grandkid saw it on Saturday. Now, is that the cutest thing ever? It's got to be.
They are so adorable because they look like old men.
Yeah, and with their big cheeks.
But it pains me because the zoo, it's... I have a love-hate relationship with the zoo.
No, I know.
Well, I love the animals, and then especially with the apes, because I know they're aware of what's going on, and it breaks my heart.
I will say this. The elephants look miserable every time we take the kids there.
No,
the apes, the primates, they look like they're having an okay time.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
they're not.
I know, compared to what it actually is, but they at least are swinging around, doing stuff, playing. Like, I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying they like it. It doesn't seem like it's the worst thing. The elephants seem really bad, though.
I do want to go see baby Clyde.
Well, wait, can I, let's just stop for a second. Yeah. What would an elephant need to do to make it appear happy?
That's a good question.
Because they don't really have, like, you can't see facial expressions
they would smile at us, obviously.
Yeah. I think we can all tell when an elephant's happy.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're jovial, like kicking a soccer ball.
General body language.
Flapping their ears.
Well, I hate to do this, because when we were in Bali...
That means they're going to stomp you.
When we were in Bali, we went to an animal, or an elephant sanctuary.
Actually, I don't know that that's true, but...
And the elephants were playing and all that, and so it seemed like... And they told us that they rescued them, and that everything was on the up and up, and then... Like, a week later, like, there was a report. Like, a week back after we got back, there was a report that, like... That it was like an elephant prison.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was
so they weren't having fun.
They weren't having fun.
I don't know. I guess
they just got whipped into having, like, you will look like you're having a good time.
I would expect the elephants to be doing something and they just stand there on the barren dirt and they do nothing. It looks really sad.
Anytime I see the apes, because I know how close they are to us, I can just see it in their face where they're like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And I just, I feel bad.
What is it, like 98% of their DNA is?
99.
Is shared by with humans?
We are closer to, I mean, we are one of the five great apes. We are closer to chimpanzees and orangutans than lions are to tigers.
How about that?
Yeah.
Chew on that, kids.
And tigers and lions can get
it on. Take that for data.
That is data. And by the way, her name is Jolene, the little baby orangutan.
Adorable.
Out there.
Now, I will say, despite my hesitation, if I got an invite to like go hang out, I would be like, yeah, whatever. I would show up and I would ignore every sort of like bad thought I had about it, and it would be the greatest day of my life.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, right.
Get to hug.
Yeah.
And like to get to go backstage and get to like feed and hug a little baby orangutan. Oh my God. That would be the greatest day of my life. And then someone would be like, hey, Sue, don't you hate zoos? And I'm like, you shut up. I never said that. Like,
yeah. And then you just tell them, you pat the monkey on the butt and say, run back to your prison, little monkey.
Meanwhile, I just go and I have visions of that for like the next 30 years.
Our weekend weed whacker is coming up next. My Seahawks being the new Ravens in the preseason.
Yeah, it didn't go so well.
That streak is over at one.
Yeah.
But they almost pulled it out.
Yeah. It was close.
So we'll get to all of the stuff that happened over the weekend. And then tonight in the club, rest in peace, Phil Donahue.
Yeah.
Dead at the age of 88.
I used to love Phil Donahue.
Me too. Thought he was a great American.
Him and Sally Jesse Raphael.
And why the British Jeff Bezos is feared dead.
Yeah, dude, I saw this too. I didn't know there was.
Well, look at you.
I didn't know there was a British Jeff Bezos.
Well, yes,
Bezos.
Of course.
And he kind of looks like he could be a cross between Bezos and Musk.
I just learned about this bro today.
So we'll get to all of that coming up. Right now, though, guys, it's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victorricos.com. Number five.
The number one overall recruit in the class of 2023 will be the backup quarterback at Boise State.
Isn't that something?
Malachi Nelson transferred to Boise from USC, but he loses out to second-year QB. He's a redshirt sophomore by the name of Maddox Madsen.
Isn't that crazy? Dude, it's just the second coming at USC. Leaves USC and everyone says Boise, and then you don't win the Boise job. Goes to show you, man, just because you're a high-ranking kid. And then, you know, there's been some whispers. I've seen some stuff online that people question his maturity and the work ethic. And
well, there's probably a reason he ended up at only Boise.
Yes.
No offense to Boise.
Yes.
And then now probably a reason he didn't win the job.
Yeah.
So you know who the OC is at Boise State?
I do not.
Dirk Cutter.
Really?
Yeah.
Dirk Cutter's back at Boise.
He's back there now, yeah. Oh, and they remember, they come to Autzen to play the Ducks on September 7th.
Yeah, I'm not overly concerned about that. But
so you will see Malachi holding a clipboard.
Some people think Boise could be the Group of Five representative. I mean, one of those teams will get a shot at the
number
the big
four.
Dance.
The Steelers lose starting center Nate Herbig, possibly for the season. Torn rotator cuff. Rookie and second-round pick Zach Frazier is set to step in. Now, the thing about him is he is getting good reviews in the preseason.
That's good.
So that, you know, so maybe it's a stabilization there.
Well, they need something because the O-line, and although they were down a couple of starters, they did not look good in that last preseason game. In fact, the Russell Wilson safety that everyone's killing him for, it's not his fault. When the rush comes up the middle, what the hell are you supposed to do? I mean, they just got whiffed. So the Steelers' run game and the pass protection so far, what we've seen in the preseason, leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah. Also on the Steelers' offensive line, they lost starting tackle, the rookie Troy Fatanu, for several weeks due to injury. That was back in week one.
Yeah, he had a UW, by the way. So they're hoping that he'll be back. We don't know exactly when, but it's not a season-ending sort of thing.
So it's going great.
Yeah. Good thing you play in a really soft division. Oh, wait. No, you don't.
Number three.
It's going to be a bad year for Pittsburgh.
Seriously hot pennant race action with just 6 weeks left in the reggie season, Jace.
Yeah.
The AL East has the Yankees and Orioles deadlocked. Right now, Baltimore is losing in New York to the Mets 2-0. AL Central has the Guardians 2-up on the Twinkies and 3-up on my Royals. The AL West, the Mariners are 4 back of Houston. Seattle is in LA against the Dodgers tonight. LA leading the NL West by 3 over the Padres and 4 over the D-Bags.
The Sox did take a 1-0 lead early on against the Stros, so at least there's that.
And the Braves have been dealt a blow. They are just not that great this year. They are 7 back in the NL East, and they have lost their star third baseman, Austin Riley, for the season. He has a fractured hand.
Crazy thing, too, about the Mariners as well. They're 4 back at Houston. They're 5.5 back in the wild card. So it may just be division or bust for the Mariners. So, and you know, playing the Dodgers certainly doesn't help.
Number two.
Kerry Eggers is reporting it'll likely be Ben Golbranson as QB1 for Oregon State when they line up against Idaho State next weekend.
But then he also said that the other two quarterbacks, McCoy and Johnson, are likely to play too. So, and then Nick Dasho reported that's 100% not true and that no decision has been made, although his initial report wasn't that there was a decision, it was just likely that he was going to be the guy. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly where the hubbub was there. It kind of makes sense that if no one has separated themselves that you would give the first crack to the Wiley vet, but I think we can all probably figure it out. In the first couple weeks, you're going to see all three of these guys for Oregon State, and hopefully one of them takes the job and runs with it.
Elsewhere, Sam Levitt led Wes Lynn to a state title but was never offered by Jonathan Smith to go to Oregon State. So once Smith took over at Michigan State, where Levitt was, he left.
Yeah.
He says he does hold grudges. He is now at Arizona State and, as expected today, was named their starter.
And when they face each other in the Pop-Tart Bowl, then they'll be held to pay.
That's right.
I hold grudges.
You know what? It might be the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Like,
Arizona State, Michigan State.
I'm going to show you, Jonathan Smith.
That bowl was electric last year, by the way.
Where's that bowl?
Who knows? L.A., I think.
They do, but the creepy part is they have that life-size Pop-Tart, and then they eat it, and it feels
the live mascot. Yeah.
It feels uncomfortable. It disappears
into the
How
toaster.
How do you guys know this?
It was a whole viral sensation
that?
Last year.
No,
I think this was on your Twitter hiatus when you just kind of weren't doing it for a while.
It's bad,
and it was during the holidays. But the Pop-Tart bowl was special.
Yeah, but the end.
All right.
It's not good.
Yeah, they sacrificed the Pop-Tart mascot, yeah, and the winning team ate him.
Yeah.
Wow. Got some NFL quarterback news. Number one here, Gardner Minshew will be the Raiders QB1. He beats out Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, Raider fans are stoked about that.
His first two games are against the Chargers and Ravens, both on the road. The Commies officially named rookie Jaden Daniels QB1. Marcus Mariota will be the backup.
They are, by the way, they are giving him just rave reviews.
Daniels?
That he looks...
Well, Dan Quinn said he is... Dan Quinn said that Daniels has exceeded all of his expectations for a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I guess early on, but by all measures, he has been fantastic for them. So
he's in command.
Well, you got three quarterbacks that are getting that, right? You hear that about Daniels. They're beyond stoked about Caleb Williams, and Bo Nix is getting a lot of love down there in Denver. So some early kudos to the rookie QBs.
And it's the end of an era as Colt McCoy has retired from holding a clipboard.
Yes.
He will become an analyst for NBC Big Ten football games.
Pew, 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 pew.
Would you like to guess how much he earned in his career?
Why is he in the for the Big Ten?
Why not?
Well, Texas guy, isn't
he? Big 12?
I don't know.
Oh, SEC?
Wouldn't that be the SEC?
Who offered him a job?
I guess Colt McCoy. How much did he earn?
Yeah.
I will go, because he played what?
Seasons.
How many?
14.
14. I'm going to go $56 million.
Whoa.
I'll go higher.
27.8.
Is it?
Yep.
He never got the.
He
never
got
a big
deal.
Chase
Daniel territory.
He's just kind of always a backup.
Yeah, I thought maybe. He signed one nice little chunk of change. You know, maybe like a 35 mil guaranteed sort of thing.
Well, if we broke it down by start, which I failed to do, so I'll do that during the break.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it's pretty hefty what he made per start.
Well, and either way, dude, the guy made $27 million, you said?
Yeah, he basically made just under $1 million a start.
All right, well,
he started 36 games and made $27 million.
NFL pension, you know, he's fine.
11-25 record.
Yeah. Again, probably has a hot wife, doing great, Colt McCoy.
Let's see. Let's take a look at the wife here just real quick.
I would assume, right? I mean, Texas quarterback, NFL guy.
Rachel.
There's got to be a hot in there. Oh, yeah. I'm seeing her at Texas. Yeah.
But, like, Chase Daniels made $43 million.
That's kind of
And I feel like Colt McCoy played a lot more significant football than Chase Daniels.
Well, that's kind of why I thought the number would be higher.
Well, I don't think... I think Colt McCoy was kind of one of those backups that just would sign for, like, $2
million. Yeah, probably.
Whereas...
But Chase, shouldn't that have been Chase Daniels?
No, yes, Chase had some years where he was, like, 7 to 10.
It should have been Chase Daniels, but for some reason, a couple of teams gave Chase Daniel a bunch of money to be a... Yeah. A clipboard holder.
Yeah, there were a couple years where he was making close to $10 million a year.
But yes, I agree that they should have gotten the same amount of money, but for Chase Daniel had naked pictures of somebody.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy did not.
No. Well, he should have.
Well, this is a fun list of quarterbacks and their career earnings.
All right, well, maybe we can get to that next in our weekend weed whacker. How do you feel about that?
I like a good weed whacker.
Victorico's Mexican food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victoricos.com. The weed whacker includes Hideki Matsuyama, Jeff Bezos, and Noah Lyles, and maybe even quarterback.
Boy, you are right about this. Real quick, on the Colt McCoy tip, he was 30 years old until he made over $1 million a year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He just signed little...
In my head, because he bounced around and was used by so many teams, I thought there was more meat on the bone financially.
No, he was...
He had a bad agent.
Yeah, he
I
just...
guess.
You know,
or Chase Daniels had a good agent.
Yeah, he had a lot of years where he was making, you know, between $500,000 and $700,000 a year.
Anyway,
his largest payday, it looks like, was about $3 million.
And did we get Chase Daniel career earnings? Do we have that?
Yeah, I've got that. That is
so 28
$43 million, $43.1 million.
So he made $15 million more than Colt.
Yeah, it's good to be Chase Daniel. Does he have a hotter wife? Can we, you know?
Well, it's. I'm trying to get out of here, but I just can't.
I can't do it. If we're gonna compare and contrast, I mean, let's go all the way here. Yeah, there's a couple years.
No, Colt wins.
Colt wins.
Yeah, in my opinion.
Okay.
I'm sorry to Hillary Daniel, but
right, well, you know,
I'm going with Colt.
I understand.
All right, weekend weed whacker next on the fan. All right, Colt McCoy retires. It's the end of an era. I will give you a quarterback. You tell me if he made more or less than Colt McCoy.
Okay.
$27.8 million. Is that what we said?
I believe that was the number.
For Colt?
Yeah.
Okay.
The era has become.
Kyle Orton.
More. He was a starter.
He did make more.
Yeah.
By about $3
million. Oh, I would have thought more than that.
$30.8 million for his career.
Mike Glennon.
Less.
Wrong.
Did Glennon get a big... It's whether or not one of these guys gets, like, the three-year...
So he got... And, yeah, this site that I have is showing it. He got $16 million from the Bears.
Yeah. So...
God.
What was his total?
His total was $29.4 million.
Stupid Bears.
Yeah, you got to get that. You got to get that one team that's dumb enough to give you, like, a 2 to 3 year deal and be like, well, you know, we think you can be the guy.
The 2 to 3 year, he might be our starter, guaranteed
that's
contract
exactly
money.
Right. Yeah. Brock Osweiler, more or less than Colt McCoy.
God, so he was a higher pick. I think he was a first round pick, but he sure did suck. I'm gonna say less.
He made more.
$41.3 million. He got a $21 million deal from the Texans, and he got $15 million from the Browns.
Damn it!
I thought his deal. So in Denver, Denver didn't pay him anything.
Because Broncos only $4.2 million.
Yeah, that was his. It was his rookie deal.
But the one time he actually played decent was in Denver.
Yeah, remember at one point, it's a fun fact, during their Super Bowl run, Peyton Manning got benched for Brock Osweiler, and we were like, "Holy crap!" And Brock could have gone and won a Super Bowl, but then he got benched back for Peyton Manning at the end of the year, and then Manning did nothing but still won a Super Bowl.
Kevin Cobb.
Ooh.
Make more.
Boy, that's pretty good. Kevin Cobb. That's got to be less, right?
What? Kevin Cobb, just a little bit more. Kevin Cobb, $37.6 million?
Yeah. I feel like the Eagles gave him a deal.
Cobb, well, huh? The Cardinals gave him $20 million, and the Eagles gave him $14.
God bless America. Like, somewhere Kevin Cobb is sitting around right now, like, in a kick-ass house with a dock and a boat.
It's good to be Kevin Cobb.
And again,
right now,
every one of these guys probably has a hot wife. It's good to be an NFL QB.
Well, a backup QB.
Yes. You don't have to do anything. No one expects you to be good.
All right. It's time for our weekend weed whacker. Do you guys like to whack weeds?
I would say it's... I don't like whacking the weeds necessarily, but when you trim, when you edge your lawn, yeah, and it's sharp looking...
You like that.
Oh,
you like that?
I do like that. Feels real good.
Well, my,
you like that? You like that?
I professed on Friday that... Something to keep an eye on is that you got to watch out for our Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
They're the new Ravens in the preseason.
Yeah.
Because they just care more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because McDonald came from the John Harbaugh school of thought. Yeah. Well, they lost.
They lost.
It's now, over.
I don't know if you saw, but our Ravens, who had a heartbreaking, and I mean heartbreaking, week one preseason loss.
Yeah. Did they win?
They won 13-12.
All right. The streak is at one.
We're back on the train.
What is up with the Falcons and Michael Penix? Can I ask this question?
Hasn't played.
Why?
So the only thing I can think of is that they are trying to get something from the Heineken man. And that maybe they're putting something out there.
I see.
Trying to showcase him. But Paddock played, who was their other quarterback. And so the only thing I can think of is they're trying to showcase Heineke and that when they don't want to put Penix in with crappy second and third string backups to try to get him hurt. And so you run out Paddock because the idea is that Penix isn't going to play anyways. It's going to be Cousins. It's the only thing I can make sense, but he is not, he didn't play a snap.
Weird.
Yeah. It was
I think that's weird.
It was definitely strange.
The whole thing's weird.
And I've yet to see a definitive answer for it. He did play a little bit in the first game. So I don't know if they just saw enough of it or what, but yeah, he didn't get any run in the second game, or maybe he wasn't feeling well. But I was looking and I couldn't find anything on it other than some people. In fact, it was Chris Sims in Florida today that I was listening to that were kind of maybe speculating on whether or not they were just trying to showcase Heineke to move on from him and maybe try to get a pick for him.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because if like you're all in right. The backup QB game, Heineken, or they were saying this about Bailey Zappe as well, like Heineken and Zappe they're not going to stick around at those two places. Like if you're the agent, you're going to try to get those a place where you have a legitimate shot at being the backup. So those may be two guys that maybe someone like Minnesota or someone like that may be looking to get a guy that field, maybe you can get a split if your starter goes down.
All right, the weekend weed whacker continues next. Hideki Matsuyama should get robbed more often.
I know. And if you're the caddy, are you worried about your job?
And is Jeff Bezos going to buy an NBA team for a cool $6 billion? That would not be the Blazers.
I don't think he cares.
About what?
Writing a check for $6 billion.
So to Bezos, is $6 billion the same as, I don't know, $2 billion for the Seattle team or whatever?
I think $6 billion is a laughable, like, whatever. Well, then what did Numbnuts pay for Twitter? Like 44?
45 or 47? So yeah, somewhere there.
Something tells me $6 billion isn't going to, he ain't sweating that.
Those items next. One other thing.
Yep.
One other thing. How about our pickles?
Yes.
How about our
champions?
Pickles? Huh?
Was it the West Coast League?
Yep. Right?
Walked it off, baby.
Walked it off. Boom.
Also next.
Here's Buck. Cheers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, our weekend weed whacker, we've got several things to discuss. I buried the lead. Our Pickles won the West Coast League in dramatic fashion on, when would that have been? Saturday? Friday night?
Friday night.
Yeah. Out at Walker Stadium. Their first ever league title.
Yeah, it was great, man. People stormed the field and they were raising the chairs. And let me just say this for the record. I love what the Pickles got going on out there. They do a great stinking job.
So they were down 5-4. And they had the bases loaded. They were down to their final out against those damn Wenatchee Apple Sox.
We don't like those Apple Sox.
Hate those guys.
How do you like them Apple Sox?
What is an Apple Sox? Do we know what Apple Sox is?
Are, you mean?
Yeah, or is.
What's an Apple Sox?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I do know that.
Anyway, they got a walk to tie the game, and then an error.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked it off, and the crowd went nuts. If you haven't seen the highlights of it, it's awesome.
It is awesome.
It was a fun invite. I wasn't there, but it just looked like a really cool moment to be a part of.
Yeah, yeah. And those games are just a lot of fun, and they, like I said, they do a really good job, and it was cool to see them win a championship against the hated Wenatchee Apple Sox, which I'm on the Apple Sox baseball club homepage. It was a beta theta. I still can't tell you what an Apple Sox is.
I immediately went to their about section. No information on why.
No. Like, none of their... It's just...
Maybe they're just green socks.
No, it looks like
they're... Or red socks? Are they red?
Yeah, they're like...
Like
they're,
red apple?
Yeah, their colors are like red and navy blue. So I don't know. I'm confused. But, I mean, we're the Pickles.
Well,
so.
We know what a pickle is, and it's a winner.
That's right. Dylan the Pickle.
So I had a... here's a small anecdote. I've got a buddy who was at a function where they were awarding his company, Straightaway Cocktails, by the way, one of the best employers in the state.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And he said, so they were there getting their award, and there were all these other employers, like big, you know, companies you know in, in Oregon. They were all there.
But they were all losers compared to Straightaway Cocktails.
That's right. Well, I don't know that. I think they're all winners. I think that was, it was just a room full of winners, okay? And in the room was Dylan T. Pickle.
Yeah.
And the two Blazers mascots. Okay, so they have two now.
Yeah, they got Blaze, then the, what's the stupid Sasquatch's name?
Douglas Fir.
Douglas Fir. Which, by the way, if you've ever seen him up close, dude, that guy is the stuff of nightmares. It is just, we were in the bowels, we were going down to one of the bars underneath kind of the floor level there, and we walked by that thing, and it is, even as a grown man, that thing is shocking. He's not wearing pants. It's very uncomfortable.
And so they did an impromptu dance-off.
Oh.
Where the people voted by applause and cheers.
Did Dylan win?
He said Dylan T. Pickle brought the house down.
Really?
And dominated the Blazers' two mascots in the dance-off.
I would have thought that Blaze the Trail Cat may have had a little something, because he, like, does flips and whatnot.
It was Dylan T. Pickle. Mm.
Boy, are you a little embarrassed if you're the Blazer mascots?
I think you are.
That you got worked over by...
The Blazers can't be losing to the Pickles or the... You know, the Winterhawks or
no, this is why Michael Jordan, or excuse me, LeBron James never did a dunk contest. You just couldn't have somebody like Mac McClung beating you.
Correct.
And can I offer this up to Blazers? For the love of God, can we do something about the Sasquatch's face? Because it's like, it's plastic, you know, like in between the fur, and it's locked in that weird, it looks like a serial killer. We need to do something for the upcoming season. Just let's soften the edges up a little bit. No one needs to see that dude pantless running around doing his weird Chewbacca thing. Like, he's wearing a vest but no pants. He's Daffy ducking it out there. It's bad.
Maybe they could put a COVID mask on him.
I would like that.
Quick fix.
Well, I'm telling you, like, why did you make his face the most terrifying, like...
Well, they need him to be mean. He's the mascot.
But he's not. It's meant to be like he's smiling and he looks like he looks like a serial killer. It's like, look at it. And it's that frozen, weird, like, Burger King plastic, like, hard plastic, like you'd see, like, in a 1970s drive-thru.
Like that King Cake Baby mascot from New Orleans?
It's awful. It really is poorly thought out.
Well, I don't know if you saw the big golf tournament over the weekend.
No, but I did see that my man won.
Hideki Matsuyama won. Interesting, because he was just robbed at the London airport.
Yep. Didn't have his caddy or his...
Wallet.
Yeah, he got his wallet stolen, but they stole his caddy and his manager's passports, and so they couldn't even come. So someone else was on his
bag. Yeah, so he goes and gets this caddy from this other Asian player on tour.
Yeah.
And he said he'd never spoken to him until he called him, and the other guy was, like, this caddy, replacement caddy, was over the moon. He was like, oh my God, Hideki Matsuyama's calling me?
Yeah.
So he goes out there, and Matsuyama wins the tournament. They said that he was 136th in putting this season.
That's not very good.
But with this guy on his bag, he was number one.
So that's what I'm wondering. Is there a chance that... So Hideki is really close to his caddy. Is there a chance that this other caddy is like Lou Gehrig? You know, he pulled the Lou Gehrig while he pipped him.
Well, Hideki did say that this replacement caddy really helped him read putts.
Ooh.
So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine he sticks with this guy, but... Helped him on the greens.
Well, he did have that big, he had like a 20-footer on 17 to kind of, you know, secure the thing.
Yeah, because he really kind of blew it. He was way up.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't.
But he hit that big.
And then he made two birdies down the stretch to win it.
Yeah.
It was an exciting tournament.
Be careful if I'm that caddy. You think maybe the other caddy was the one that robbed him? It's a great move.
That
it's
is
like,
a great bit.
Like a Galooly sort of situation.
Quasi inside job.
Right? You pay someone, you know, he's, you know, like you're on deck. He's like, he's only going to go with an Asian. I'm the only other Asian caddy that's available right now. So you hire some other bro to go do the hit, steal some, who steals passports? Steal a couple passports. Next thing you know, hey, Hideki, I'm available. Maybe you place the call. Hey, sorry to hear about your caddy. Just so you know, I'm available. And then you do the, I can't believe it. This is amazing. Oh yeah, I'm absolutely free. Next thing you know, you're winning some serious coin.
So Hideki won $3.6 million. I would imagine at least 10% of that goes to the new guy.
That is tasty.
Right?
Isn't that the standard, right?
That's kind of what they say.
Yeah.
Although I don't know, maybe he paid him less because he was a fill-in, or maybe he paid him more because he helped him so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to think that Matsuyama cuts him he's not gonna stiff him.
I bet he cuts him a big check because this guy caddies for a dude who doesn't make that much money out
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
So maybe he cuts him half a milli, you think, maybe, out of that?
Oh, it's a nice chunk of change. I would like to think that there's a little added bonus in there. Matsuyama's doing fine.
Seems like a good dude, too.
He does seem like a good dude. Right him to the point he fires his caddy, pulls a shooter McGavin, and is like, you're fired. Going with this, bro. You serious? I'm dead serious, though. Imagine if this guy ends up being the permanent caddy and how awful you must feel to be the other dude. You, no fault of your own. You get robbed, and then some other dude steals your job.
But he can't cut bait on that caddy because that's the guy who bowed
at the Masters.
At the Masters.
Yeah. And I guess,
love him.
And I guess they're pretty close.
They're buddies, but he's not
good. Hey, you got to stand on business, man. You ain't helping me read putts. This bro over here is hitting, you know, 25 footers with me.
Here's another angle. How do you feel if you're the regular player of the caddy?
Yeah, don't take my dude.
Well, not only that, but like, how much do I suck? This guy helps Hideki Matsuyama go from 136 to first in putting in a week, and I can't win S.
What you're saying is there's a lot of bad feelings going on. There's a great story, but there's a lot of sore feelings.
Well, if Matsuyama wanted to platoon his caddies, then it's like the NFL. If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
Well, look, if you're...
That's a good... What if you had two caddies?
Just rotating.
And just depending on the course and the field.
All the time. One guy reading the greens, the other carrying the bag.
You have specialists who are rules specialist with you to help you drop.
Next thing you know, you got a team of six dudes out there.
You got a whole team out there.
A posse.
Well, I'm dead serious. Like, if you're Matsuyama's original caddy, right? That's your guy. He's been really good to you. You know, deep down in places he won't admit, he was rooting for Matsuyama to gack that away. He had to have been. That's like, there's no way. That's like, if you're to your point, if you're a backup quarterback or if you're the starting quarterback and you go down, you do not want the backup to come in. Somewhere along the line, Drew Bledsoe in the middle of that season was like, son of a bitch.
Even though you're teammates, even though that you're work professionals together, even though you like each other.
Yeah. It's if you get divorced, you have no, you could care less. You hate your wife. You hate your husband. You're divorced. You're happy. Dude, if 6 months later you see your wife with someone who makes more money and is better looking than you, you know, you're like, damn it. Damn it. Same thing here. Mm. You know, in places he won't admit, he is pissed that his guy won with a different caddy. And that other player is pissed that his caddy went and helped Hideki. Everyone has to play all nicey-nice. Oh, it's great. But deep down, everyone's resentful of everybody. It's like a Fleetwood Mac album over there. Everybody's sleeping with someone else, and they're all pissed about it.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
All right, the Weekend Weed Whacker wraps up next with Jeff Bezos possibly buying the Celtics. It is Isaac Katsouk on The Fan. Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further, Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. VancouverFord.com. Somebody said they're convinced there's a former stripper in the Pickles mascot uniform. That from Joey.
Well, they did have a stripper night at the game, and Dylan T. Pickle wore a Borat bikini, and he was working it. Or she. I don't know. I don't know who's in there. But the mascot's pretty big. So I don't think it's a gal, but, you know.
I don't know.
Maybe.
We don't know. Isn't that the fun of it?
Yeah.
I don't want to know who Dylan is.
No. They can shake it, though. Is there one Dylan? Is there multiple Dylans?
Good question.
Don't know. Because we do know there's one Blaze, right? It's just there's...
Right.
There's one.
I think that's right.
Yeah, there's one Blaze.
And there was one real San Diego Chicken.
Yes. But I know a lot of the ones, like, at different schools and stuff, like, they'll have different versions of the duck and, you know.
My buddy was one of the six versions of the duck that Oregon had. I think that the football and men's basketball duck tends to be the same. That's the one with the most acts and antics and things like that. But my buddy did it for, like, track and field and women's hoops.
I guess there's an art to that, right? I mean,
I don't know.
What do you need to be good at to be a mascot?
I don't know. You just got to have...
Make kids feel good?
Well, maybe there's an element of showmanship, and you got to do some push-ups. Although the ducks' push-ups, we've talked about it, they're a little, you know... They're not the most impressive things in the world.
Yeah, but like if you're hiring a mascot
or
somebody to be in the mascot uniform, what are you looking for?
Well, it depends. Like some mascots, you have to be able to do flips and tricks and things like that.
I just want fun.
Yeah, the duck just has to have fun.
Just be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a personality thing. It's just a feel. It's like pornography. You don't know how to define it, but you know what it is when you see it, especially classic Euro porn. You know what's up. Gets the crowd excited.
Someone else said there's a hole in the sky where a Douglas fir once stood. Somebody's making money.
That thing is just
unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
What else do I have here?
I would love to have sat in.
Such a lack of life and sound.
Thought it was over.
That's left is bare, muddy ground.
The Blazers should add Pennywise the Clown as a mascot.
Seriously.
To hang with Doug Fir.
Like, I would love to sit in the meeting, like the PR meeting with the Blazers when they concocted Doug Fir. And what sort of empty suits were like, great idea, boss. This is awesome. The people are going to love it. Same people that came up with that stupid duck that hatched all those years ago at Autzen.
You just called some people out.
I will. I mean, dead serious. Whoever was in that meeting, you know as well as I that was a terrible idea. And yet one idiot at the top was like, this is what we're doing, and the rest of you didn't have the balls to say that it was a terrible idea.
Well, it sounds like you need to go find out what really went down with how with the creation of Douglas Fir.
Maybe Todd will tell me. He'll give me he'll give me the lowdown.
He'd be one source I'd go to.
Where's Casey Holdall to be like, all right, I know you know. Whose dumb idea was Douglas Fir?
Maybe it was Holdall's idea.
He's like, sorry about that.
Yeah, look, you can't win them all.
You can't win
sometimes,
them all.
Sometimes, you know, you shoot your shot. Yeah. And sometimes it goes in.
We've all had terrible ideas.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. It's like when you make fashion choices, you ever do that? You buy something, like you order it online, you're like, oh, this is going to be great. And then you put it on, you're like, ooh.
Yeah. Yes. We've all done that.
Yeah, we've all done that. You know, maybe you decided you were going to be leather jacket guy, and then you put it on, you're like, no.
I had one once. sold it.
Yeah, how'd that go? Exactly.
I mean, I liked it, but it just wasn't a thing. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
Pull it off.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. But good for you for admitting that you're not leather jacket guy.
I tried it.
Yeah.
It was very heavy. I didn't like that.
Well, it is leather.
Well, I didn't like that.
Yeah. Which I'm always impressed when someone like shows up and they just become like, how do you become like duster guy? Like that, you want to talk about like a Bowles? That's like the Douglas Fir equivalent of being a fashion, like the fashion equivalent. You just out of nowhere, you're like, hey, you know what I'm going to wear every day? A duster. You're like, what? Are you in the Australian Outback? No. I live in Vancouver, Washington, but I'm going to wear a duster. And then that dude commits to wearing a duster like every day, no matter what the temperature. That blows me away. Sometimes in the morning, I don't know if he's still there. He may have graduated. But I live over by Mountain View High School, and there's a kid, and he looks exactly like the kid that you would think wears a duster. But that dude, no matter what the temperature, I see that guy walking to school all the time. And whether it's 6 degrees or 90 degrees, my man is in that duster. And I just, every time I see him, I'm like, right on brand. And I'd love to ask that kid, when did you decide to be Duster Kid? When did you decide to be the most weird kid at school?
Well, see, that's the thing is, I don't think the Duster guy, that they are that guy. That is a lifestyle. Like they, you either are or you aren't.
Yeah.
You don't just choose.
To be
you can't choose that. We had a Duster guy here at the station.
We did. Yeah. I remember Devin.
Yep. Devin. And he was nice guy, but he was Duster guy.
He was Duster guy.
And
I was always too afraid to ask him about the duster, because Duster guy is kind of intimidating.
Well, there was a little on tilt about him.
Yeah,
it's
right?
It's like, don't push him too far.
Exactly.
You don't want to know what might happen.
And I think that's the beauty of being Duster guy is it gives you a little...
Seem mildly unstable.
A little bit. You know, like in nature...
Trying, but... Failing.
Yeah. In nature, there's certain warning signs, like snakes or reptiles will have like red on them, or they have like feathers that stick up, and it's like a warning sign that maybe it's poisonous. Just it's that Mother Nature's way of saying, hey, don't mess with that. I kind of feel like the duster is the human version of like red stripes on a reptile. It just lets everyone else know. Maybe not this one. Maybe go to the next one. And I think Duster Guy loves that.
Yeah.
I think he enjoys making people uncomfortable.
Yeah, the Vancouver Fort text line, this is the right way to say it. You don't choose the duster, the duster chooses you.
Yeah.
And that's right.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, no one just walks in one day and is like, yeah, I think I'll take the leather duster. No. Doesn't work that way.
All right. Well, I guess Jeff Bezos, according to Bill Simmons, they're saying Jeff Bezos may want to buy the Celtics for a cool $6 billion.
Good gravy. Well, they're saying that, I mean, most of these teams now are having to be bought by like groups because people don't have the cash.
Well, yeah.
No, Jeff's got the cash.
Yeah, he can certainly afford it, but $6 billion for the Celts? Good heavens.
Yeah, but
like,
what,
that is a lot, dude.
Is it?
Yes.
My man's worth 195.
Well, I'm not saying, who cares who buys it? I'm talking about the sale
just
price.
Just the value?
Yes. Yeah. $6 billion?
Well, the Cowboys just got valued over $10 billion, right? The Dallas Cowboys. And
I think
we know the Commanders sold for just under $7 billion.
Oh, was it under $7 billion?
I think that's right. I think that was the Commanders sales price was like $6.9 billion.
I'll look at it here. Yeah, the Cowboys are the most valued, but I'm trying to think.
Because Cowboys were just the first team, American team, to eclipse $10 billion in value, I think.
Yeah, the Washington Commanders sale takes the top spot. So that was the most ever, 6.1.
Yeah, so the Celtics could go for north of that.
Boy, you would have told me that an NBA team was going to go for more than
yes.
than a I know in the years past they've slipped a little bit here, but a marquee NFL franchise in a major market. That's
yeah, I mean it is a marquee franchise. I know yes. some people wouldn't young people probably like what? Yeah. But seriously, they go way back.
I mean it's not even close. Like so I'm looking here at the top sales. So Phoenix was $4 billion, the Suns. The Broncos 4.7, Chelsea, the soccer club, went for 5.3. Boy, how about the Dodgers right now looking like a steal at $2 billion? Remember
no
when
kidding.
Remember when that got sold and everyone was like, "Oh my god." Dude, that's a bargain. And
$2 billion, that's going to be the price of the Blazers. Actually, the Blazers will go for more than
that. We'll go for more than that. Yeah.
Cuz didn't Phil Knight offer $2 billion?
Yeah, and Jody wouldn't even answer the call. She's like, "Yeah, I'll see you in a couple years." Well, the idea was no one's going to sell anything until the new TV deal kicks in because then, you know, the prices go. So, I mean, the Blazers obviously aren't going to fetch six, but I'll bet you the Blazers get close to look, if Phoenix got four and that was under the old TV deal, I'll bet you Portland gets four. I bet you they get $4 billion. Although they had that weird thing now with the building, they sold it back to the city and renovations. I don't know what all that has to, you know, what that figures into the price.
Yeah, and this guy's right. The Celtics don't even own their own arena. Did you know that?
No, really?
No.
And yet they're still going to go for $6
billion. Yes, and they are for sale.
In March, Portland was valued at $3.28 billion.
Yeah, so they'll get north. They'll get four at least.
Maybe Phil's offer was a low ball offer.
No, I mean, that was the idea, is that Jody was like, yeah, no. I mean, she can sit on stuff. She keeps making her money, and, you know, every time you sit and wait, the price goes up and up and up.
She won't even return his calls, no. You freaking bitch. What is up with that?
I didn't want to know what, like, the Dallas Cowboys would sell for. I'm guessing
15?
I'm guessing they get well north of, you know.
Because you get that whole complex with it. And yeah. Like, with that comes revenue. Of,
all that stuff.
Because aren't there like apartments mm-hmm. and businesses down there?
It's like the Ford, they call it the Star. It's like the Ford Center, whatever, their big practice facility. Yeah, there's apartments and a
mall.
And
there's like a venue, concert venue and all.
The whole thing.
Dude.
And what'd you say they were valued at, 11?
10.
Buck. What were the Cowboys valued at?
Just over $10 billion. It was like 10.5 or 10.35 or something.
15, maybe? Yeah, like you said. I mean, it's...
You going to make an offer?
It's a little out of my price range.
Me too.
Just a scooch.
I looked at it, though.
Yeah, because I'm sure Jerry's like, we're never going to sell. And then as soon as he dies, his kids are like, yeah, we're going to sell.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
I mean, no offense, but if... I mean, would you rather be the owner of the Cowboys or would you rather have $15 billion?
Well, you kind of have bull. I mean,
but you really don't.
You do.
You don't have that liquid cash.
No, it's not liquid, but it's an asset. You have it. You can borrow against it. You can borrow freaking five countries for that.
I'd rather just take my $15 billion, go away.
All right. That is enough sports talk for one day. Coming up next, it is time for Club 1080. We have a notable death and why the British Jeff Bezos is feared dead. Yeah. Kind of a wild story.
Yes.
So that, coming up next in the club, on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.